It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Always something to learn.
The more real and truthful you can get with yourself, the happier you're going to be.
Nothing happens in the comfort zone.
There are no set rules on how to attain success and to feel fulfilled.
Each one of us are born with a purpose.
For me, I knew there was something bigger.
You don't conquer the mountain, you conquer yourself.
I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert and entrepreneur. Each week, I'm speaking with incredible individuals, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. I had a really great conversation this week with Naomi Shaw, and we chatted a lot about the power of connection and also how much I love romantic comedies, the lightheartedness of it. So that really inspired me to spend some time with you today on paying attention to what you're consuming. We are going to be talking about really navigating what you're taking in and really tailoring it to optimize your well-being. You may or may not notice that when you're scrolling through your phone, whatever content you're consuming via social media, whatever content you're consuming via TV, movies, that all impacts your well-being, your emotional health, your mental health. Some of the things that you are seeing during the day, some news headlines may stimulate a sense of fear. This is something that you're paying attention to. You're getting notifications all day on your phone with these fear-based headlines. That actually can have a very significant impact on how you feel and on your nervous system. It can activate your fight or flight response. It can add to anxiety and fear. Now, it is definitely important to stay informed. So I'm not saying to never look at headlines or to not stay informed about what's going on around the world. But what I really want to empower you to do is to pay attention to how these things impact you and then make educated choices that actually are supportive of your well-being. So taking a bit of a fast from social media and news for a period of the day can really be beneficial so that you can tell how you feel without it and then how you feel with it. A great place to start with this is to make sure that you're not checking your phone first thing in the morning. If you get out of bed and you grab your phone and you see all these different headlines going on around the world, that is not going to be a great way to start the day, to be grounded in your own state of inner peace and your own ideas and motivations for the day. So instead, leave the phone aside, don't start scrolling, don't start checking those things, and take time for yourself. And then throughout the day, make a commitment to avoid checking those headlines for a certain period of time and just really tailor it to whatever fits your unique needs. But the main goal here is to pay attention to what you're consuming and recognizing that the content you're consuming does have an impact on you, on your well-being, on how you feel. I hope that this helps you. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential.
It was wonderful spending time with you today. Just one quick ask. This information is incredibly important to more than just you. So think of just one person today that you can share this episode with, and together we can spread this message that you don't have to sacrifice your well-being to attain success to others who need it. Valuable episodes like this one are published weekly so you and others can have the benefit of reaching your ultimate potential. So click the share button, get this episode into the hands of just one person you know who would gain great value from it. I will see you next week.